Agencies have a new playbook on enterprise risk management from the Office of Management and Budget and the General Services Administration. It's designed to help them set up their risk management frameworks in light of new requirements in OMB Circular 123. Todd Grams is a senior advisor at Deloitte's federal practice. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why the administration is telling agencies to get serious about risk management now.
It's very important to them. I mean, they have made a fundamental shift in the focus of Circular A123 from internal controls, financial management, to it being mostly about enterprise risk management. And I think that's the right thing, and I think the government needs that right now. Government programs are becoming more complex, while resources are becoming harder to come by. And what ERM can do for agencies is help them better manage their risks, which will reduce the chance of a crisis occurring, allowing leadership to focus more on their mission, their strategy, their objectives. ERM is something that can also create opportunities. Risk is really a two-sided coin, and I don't think this is talked enough about sometimes when ERM is discussed, because while there are risks out there that can threaten mission objectives and goals, and you need to identify those, come up with your plans of how you want to manage them, and then monitor that. On the other side, taking risk, taking intelligent risk at the right time can actually help an agency better achieve their mission goals and objectives.
Do a lot of agencies right now, do they have these enterprise risk management programs in place, or is this really going to be, a heavy lift for a lot of people right now?
You know, at 30,000 feet, Nicole, the overall current state of ERM in the federal government is relatively immature, but I would say at the same time, it's encouraging. So I'd say it's heading in the right direction. We'd just like to see the velocity of that direction pick up. And I think A123 is going to help to do that. There are some agencies in the government who have been doing ERM for over a decade. There are a few numbers. In the last few years, there have been several other agencies and departments on their own who have decided to put ERM into place. Our hope is that A123 will help other agencies take a look at ERM and understand the benefits of it and want to do it because it will help them improve their operations and that they'll see the value of ERM, not just because OMB is saying that you need to do this.
And looking at ways that agencies can implement ERM, I know that the Chief Financial Officers Council and Performance Improvement Council recently put out a playbook, with some really specific examples on how agencies could do this. But from your perspective and looking at it a little bit more broadly, any ideas that agencies should consider when they're starting to stand up a program like this?
Absolutely. Some of what we would call success factors with ERM is first and foremost to acquire and maintain top leadership buy-in. If you don't have the leaders at the top supporting ERM, it is very, very difficult to do. Next, and this is very important, is that agencies are already doing risk management, right? We all in our daily lives do risk management every day. And so agencies are also doing it every day. But they tend to be doing it in silos and not necessarily consistently. And what enterprise risk management does is it helps to bring greater consistency to that and integrate it across the agency. And that's the enterprise level of that. So my point here is build on what you're already doing. Don't come in with ERM and say, hey, we've got all the answers, let's start from scratch. But look at what's being done today to manage risk across the programs and start there when building your ERM program. Also, make sure you tailor the ERM program to the agency's missions, its programs, and even its culture. And I would add to that, even the personalities of the leadership team can come into play. So you have to be sensitive and knowledgeable about all that and take it into account as you're developing your ERM plan and as you go to implement it. And last but not least, and this takes longer to do, but it's an important part of an ERM program, is culture. Because what you want to do when you start the ERM program out is make sure that people understand it's there to help. If you share your risk, if you're transparent about your risk, then there's a chance that more people, resources, IT, dollars, whatever, can be brought to bear to help address that risk, and you're not out there on your own. And that it's not a gotcha exercise. It's not an oversight exercise trying to figure out what you've done wrong. And within that, changing the culture or maturing the culture so that every employee understands that not only is it their responsibility to raise risks, but they'll be encouraged and they'll be recognized for raising risks within the organization.
Going back to the leadership aspect a little bit, I've seen a few different options that agencies could use here when standing up an ERM program. I've seen, you know, the option where an agency has a chief risk officer or maybe just a senior official who's accountable for the program, or even a group of people that are in charge of taking this on. Are there pros and cons to a certain approach, or does it kind of depend on the size of your agency and the mission and that sort of thing?
Just if you look at the size of the mission, a large agency or department will have relatively more flexibility with their resources than a small agency. So a small agency might find it much more advantageous to leverage organizations, people, structures, which could include governance as well as operations, to leverage those as part of the ERM program and not creating a separate risk office or a separate chief risk officer, whereas a large agency might have those options. But when you're looking kind of at, you really do need a point person that owns the ERM program. They don't own the risks. The risks have to stay with the programs in which they are. And that ownership, keeping that ownership there is very important. But having someone own the program at the top of the organization is very important. And the higher, the better. And that's for influence and visibility. It's great if you can have a person in that position who has a genuine interest in ERM. It's also good if that person in the organization that they're running has strong relationships already established in the agency and that they're well respected. And you also want to try to make sure that the organization and the person has the bandwidth, because starting a new program in the government takes adequate attention and support, and you don't want to put someone in the job or give it to an organization that doesn't have adequate time to help get the program established and off the ground.
Todd Graham, Senior Advisor on Enterprise Risk Management at Deloitte's Federal Practice, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.